As we just heard, one of the areas the U.S. has retreated from in international leadership is on climate change. So at the U.N. climate talks in Bonn this week, all eyes are on Europe and China to see how much they step up to push the Paris Climate Agreement forward. But here is a sobering thought. Even if every country that signed on to the deal keeps its promise to cut emissions, the world is still not on track to meet the overall goal to keep global warming below a 2 degrees Celsius increase. So just how far off are we? Anders Lieberman is a climate scientist at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and joins us from the Bonn Talks via Skype. Let me turn that question over to you, Anders. How far off are we from that 2 degree goal?
Well, at the moment, even if we kept our promises, we would reach 3.5 degrees. That is lower than the 5 degrees that we would get if we don't do anything. But in fact, the actual track that we are on is rather the 5 degrees track.
Why 2 degrees Celsius? I mean, I know that's something of an arbitrary number that, you know, a lot of people came to agreement on. But what are the tipping points, like important tipping points we can avoid if we stay below 2 degrees Celsius?
Well, we are already at 1 degree, 1.2 degrees, something like this. So there's inertia in the climate system, which tells us that we really can't achieve below, for example, 1.5 degrees or even lower, because we have already passed this in a sense. So the next target is 2 degrees. And already at 2 degrees, we know that the Arctic will be ice-free in summer. I don't know how it is with you, but I grew up with the idea of perpetual ice on both poles. That won't be the truth anymore. The American Santa Claus has to find another place to live, right? All the coral reefs on the planet will already be dead with 2 degrees. And beyond 2 degrees, the world gets worse. The polar vortex is going to come more and more often to the United States. Weather extremes will intensify all over the place. And we live in a globalized world. So even weather extremes in other parts of the world affect us in Europe and the U.S.
So you are among a group of scientists who argue that to make this 2 degree target possible, global emissions have to start getting lower and lower beginning in just 3 years, 2020. What is important about 2020?
Well, 2020 is important because this is the point where we have to reach the peak in global emissions. And then it has to go down. And then we actually have to reach zero emissions by the second half of the century and then produce some way of producing negative emissions. If we wait longer than 2020, then we have to go down faster afterwards. And eventually we'll have to get the CO2 back out of the atmosphere. And we at the moment have no technique that can actually achieve this on the scale that we would need it if we wait beyond 2020.
So if we don't start reducing emissions by 2020, you're saying it just gets really, really difficult, maybe even impossible to get to that 2 degree Celsius goal.
That is true, yes.
How worried are you with this target being set and then people just giving up if the world misses 2 degrees Celsius?
Well, people won't give up at 2 degrees simply because they will feel increasingly the pressure from nature, if you like. You felt it this year in the United States with a major hurricane season. So people will feel the climate changing more and more dramatically.
So you're there in Bonn. Are you optimistic we can get to 2020?
I'm optimistic. And you know why? We are very bad at predicting economic revolutions, and we experience an economic revolution at the moment. The solar power panels are getting cheaper and more efficient at the same rate as computer chips have done in the past. I'm not really counting on politics to determine the pace of this transition. Politics are just supposed to set the targets and say this is where we need to be, and then the economy will use its power to get us there.
Climate scientist Anders Lieberman speaking with us from Bonn. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.